Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the historic Benbow Inn, where Valentine's isn't celebrated just one day. From February 13th to the 17th, enjoy your choice of one or two night packages for an elegantly romantic room. The Valentine package you select includes a $100 food and beverage credit to be used as you see fit. We guarantee she'll love you for bringing her to Benbow. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day a bit more special with a romantic getaway. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
The growing homeless and transient population problem in Fortuna and Humboldt County is a complex issue, not to mention an emotional one. There are families and people in need, no doubt about that. Fortunately, we have agencies in Humboldt County that provide services to those that want them. But what about the people who choose a transient and houseless lifestyle? A recent cleanup of a sophisticated and illegal camping site along the banks of the Eel River, just outside Fortuna city limits, collected massive amounts of garbage and debris. Are there solutions to these problems caused by our increased homeless and transient population? In Fortuna, the city is in the midst of putting together a no camping ordinance that would give the police department a set of concrete laws to uphold. The proposed ordinance generally prohibits open fires and camping on public and private property. While the ordinance does not tackle panhandling, it does deal with the sticky private property dilemma that Fortuna faces. Absent landlords have not responded to the influx of transient inhabitants on their property. With the passage of this ordinance, the city can. There is one solution that many of us agree on, including River Life Foundation, the City of Fortuna, and the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. Do not give money to panhandlers. It doesn't help, and it does make things worse. Recently in Willits, I saw a sign in Safeway that said, "A handout is not helping," and I couldn't agree more. Many of us were brought up to show compassion for those less fortunate. Giving money to panhandlers can seem like a natural extension of that compassion. It is not. And if a panhandler ever makes you feel unsafe in Fortuna, please call the police. Be prepared to give them a description of the person who disturbed you. The police will respond and will take a complaint of this type seriously. Instead of giving a handout to a panhandler, please consider donating money to the organizations that support those in need, whether it's Food for People, Community Services, or a rescue mission, any number of organizations. Don't know who to contact? This month, the United Way will launch a 211 service. That's all you have to remember, 211. The 211 service will connect local residents to health and human services that include basic needs such as food, clothing, shelter, child care, physical and mental health resources, health insurance assistance, employment, and more. They can also direct you on how to make a donation to these services. Panhandling and transient camping is taking a toll on our community and our businesses. You have the power to help stop it. Don't give money to panhandlers, period. Call 211. Find out where you can send a donation where it counts, or even find out where you can volunteer to help those in need. This is Erin Dunn, CEO of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.